Hey, Story Pirates podcast listeners, Lee here. Today you are listening to something so incredibly special, something that has never happened before in the history of the Story Pirates podcast, because today's new story was written by not one, not two, but over 100 different kids. How is that possible, you ask? Well, I'll tell you right after a few words for the grown-ups. Hey, grown-ups, if you live in the Midwest United States, you can bring your kids to see Story Pirates live on the Amazing Adventure Tour, proudly sponsored by Carnegie Hall Kids. You can find tickets at storypirates.com/live. Shows feature Eric from the Story Pirates podcast and Peter, hosting in Wisconsin and Illinois. The Amazing Adventure Tour is headed to these cities in May: Iowa City, Iowa; St. Paul, Minnesota; Akron, Ohio; Plainfield, Indiana; Milwaukee and Madison, Wisconsin, featuring Peter; Skokie and Joliet, Illinois, also featuring Peter. We really would love to see you there. That ticket link again is storypirates.com/live.
Now back to the show.
Hey, grown-ups, if you're a fan of comedy, there's a brand new podcast from our friend Justin Bartha that I wanted to tell you about. You may remember Justin from episode 7 this season. He's the treasure hunter at the Met and, as you heard, a seriously funny actor. Justin's show is called King of the Egg Cream, and in addition to Justin, it has just the most incredible cast. Again, this show's just for grown-ups and probably older kids. Grown-ups, you can take a listen yourself and see what you think. But if you're a fan of hilarious stuff and well-told stories, you will probably like King of the Egg Cream. Here's a taste.
This egg cream is delicious. I wish the chocolate syrup inside wasn't so expensive. If you'd like to save some shekels and have some fun at the same time, make sure you tune into King of the Egg Cream, available wherever you get your podcasts.
And now, back to the show.
I've been told I've had an overactive imagination.
It makes me feel cozy.
Ding! Your pen and paper have arrived.
Don't worry about the bad stuff. Just think about positive vibes.
They write most of my stories for fun.
There's so much out there that we'll probably never know.
The Story Pirates.
Okay, so here's the deal. Here at Story Pirates, we have a little thing called the Creator Club. And recently, we decided to try something we've never tried before. We invited all Creator Club members to join Peter and me on a Zoom to write a brand new story together. And we did it! Over 100 different kids from all over the world showed up, and together we wrote a hilarious, bizarre, and incredible story. It was so much fun, and today's episode is an adaptation of that story. It's called Pudding's Destiny, and I really do think it might be the weirdest collection of ideas in one story that we have ever done. So I really, really want to thank all the kids who showed up and helped write this story. You are so creative. You have incredible ideas, and you really treated the process and each other with so much joy, respect, and kindness. Peter and I really appreciate you. And P.S., grown-ups, we're doing this whole thing again on Zoom with me and Peter this coming April 18th. And it's not too late to get your kids involved. We are going to write a brand new story together and then adapt it for the podcast, just like in today's episode. We put the information on how to join us in the show notes for today's episode. So grown-ups, check it out. April 18th, Creator Club, let's do this. But enough about that. Let's get back to the main event. Without further ado, we present to you a story written by the Story Pirates Creator Club. Here is Pudding's Destiny.
Hello, friend. Welcome to the Stop Along Convenience Store. I'm the owner, Shammy Boy the Hypnotist. How can I help you?
You're a hypnotist? Wow, is that part of your job here at the Stop Along?
Nope.
Oh, okay. Anyway, I'm just making a quick stop along my way for a bite to eat. What do you got?
Oh, we got all sorts of things. Chips, pretzels, sandwiches. Uh-oh. And this.
Hello?
What is that?
Isn't it obvious? I'm a meatball with eyeballs and my name is Pudding.
I wouldn't say that any of that is obvious.
Fair. Wanna eat me? Please say yes.
You seem very moldy.
I am the moldiest meatball around, but I'm also very buff. Check out these meatball muscles!
Ooh, please stop doing that.
Ah, I got buff by squeezing things. Wanna eat me now?
I'm suddenly not so hungry. Good day!
Thanks for stopping at Stop Along!
Oh, Shammy Boy, I'm starting to think that I'm never gonna be eaten.
Come on, Pudding. I'm sure there's someone out there longing for a moldy, buff meatball with eyeballs. Have no fear.
I have no fear, except for those three things that we shall not speak of.
What? Cats, hot sauce, and tacos?
Ah! Shabby Boy, I said we shall not speak of them!
Oh, right.
Because I'm going to sing about them!
All right!
I wanna be eaten, I wanna be eaten, I wanna be eaten, I wanna be eaten. Cats, hot sauce, and tacos are all that I fear. But more than that, I really wanna get out of here. Because I wanna be eaten, I wanna be eaten, I wanna be eaten, yeah!
Wow, that was a song.
It sure was. Anyway, back to waiting, I suppose. A cat!
Not just any cat, it's Hot Sauce. The local cat that's always drenched in hot sauce for some reason.
Help! Hot Sauce is going to eat me!
Wait, don't you want to be eaten? You just sang a whole song about it.
Yes, but not by a Hot Sauce cat. I have some dignity.
Get out of here, cat.
Shammy Boy, thank you for lightly shooing away Hot Sauce with that broom.
No problem. Say, you seem pretty worked up. Why don't you take a nap while I mop up all this hot sauce?
Good idea. Thanks for always looking out for me. Oh, wow. I guess I am a bit tired. Hey, maybe I'll dream about the one who will one day buy this moldy little meatball. Huh? Is this a dream? Because my dream is to be...
Wake up!
Huh? What? I'm awake! Oh, Shammy Boy, I was about to have a dream about being eaten, but you suddenly...
Quiet down! I have something to tell you! While you were asleep, someone came in looking to buy you.
Who was it?
You're not going to believe this, but you're going to go live with the one and only McBlaze!
The world-famous palm tree who's also a DJ?
The one and only.
But why does he want to buy me? Does he want to eat me? Or is he perhaps looking for a new DJ partner to collaborate with him on his epic Secret Island DJ sets?
I'm not sure, but I don't see how it could possibly be any other reason besides those two options. Anyway, you leave in 2 weeks.
I can't wait.
2 weeks later.
Pudding, where are you? It's time to go.
Sorry, I had to use the toilet.
Oh, I didn't know that you...
As a pretend turntable, to practice being a DJ!
Right. Anyway, your bags are packed and it's time to go.
But how will I get to the secret island?
It's easy. You just take a car to a train to another car, then back to the same train to another car, which will take you to a bike. And that's when you'll know that you've reached the secret island.
Huh. I thought traveling to an island would involve a plane or a boat.
It doesn't. Good luck, Pudding.
Here I go!
It's a car to a train, to a car, to a train, to a train, to a car, to a car, to a train, to a bike!
Here I am on the secret island.
Welcome to DJ McBlaze's secret island! Get ready to dance!
Oh wow, there he is! And he is in the middle of one of his famous DJ sets. I hope he shouts out some of his most famous catchphrases.
Open it up! Let's get fiery! Totally rad, dude! I'm a good DJ!
Wow, he did them all.
And here's the pudding.
What? A shout out to me?
Of course, pudding. I've been waiting for you for so long. Listen, I'm sure you're wondering why I brought you here, but have no fear.
Oh, I have no fear. Well, except for three things. What's rumbling?
Oh my goodness, it's the volcano!
Don't worry, volcanoes are not one of the three things.
A hot sauce volcano!
I'm sorry, what?
Every once in a while, the hot sauce volcano erupts and shoots out liquid hot sauce, along with hot sauce covered cats.
What? Why?
Watch out! Here comes the hot sauce and the cats!
Ah!
Quick, stand under my leaves! I'll protect you from the raining hot sauce.
Okay.
Oh, scratch me, will you, cat? How about some loud music? Pump it up!
It's working, but look at your palm leaves. They are getting too full of hot sauce.
Oh no, form of a super spy.
Ah! Whoa, did you just turn into a super secret spy with snack cannons?
How else will I shoot out all these hot dogs from my pocket to soak up all the hot sauce so I can eat them to save you?
You have pockets? Where does a palm tree even get pants?
Banana Republic! Watch out! Hot dogs! Hot dogs! Hot dogs!
Wow! The hot dogs soaked up all the hot sauce!
Now to eat them! Oh, 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 oh. Oh no! This is very hot sauce! Hot pudding! Help me!
Oh, what do I do? I don't see anything around to help me except palm trees, cats, hot sauce, a stop-along franchise location. Wait, a stop-along?
Did someone say stop along?
Jammy boy? What are you doing here?
I'm studying abroad. Here, McBlaze, drink this milk for the hot sauce.
Yes, please.
Oh no, all the hot sauce is stopping the music, which means the cats are back. I'm going to be eaten, but not in the way that I wanted.
Stop, cats! Look into my eyes! Into the eyes of Shemmy Boy, the hypnotist!
He's hypnotizing the cats!
You did it! You saved me from two of my biggest fears!
It was no big wait, McBlaze, but I just...
You're very welcome, Pudding.
But now I must know, which of the only two possible reasons did you bring me here? To eat me, or to make me your DJ partner?
Neither.
What? But those are the only options.
Wrong. I don't want to eat you, nor DJ partner with you. I, DJ McBlaze, would like to marry you.
Oh, that is not what I thought you were going to say. But of course I'll marry you, because...
I wanna get married, I wanna get married, I wanna get married, I wanna get married. Cats, hot sauce, and tacos no longer scare me, cause I know I'll be safe under this DJ palm tree. I wanna get married, I wanna get married, I wanna get married. Now!
We do!
The end!
We'll be right back.
Hey grown-ups, today's episode is sponsored by Carnegie Hall Kids. Carnegie Hall Kids is a free website for children ages 5 through 12 to learn about music through fun games and quizzes, igniting imagination in children, offering activities that encourage musical curiosity, and developing knowledge of musical concepts. To find all of the fun, child-friendly games and quizzes, just go to, I can't remember. Hey, Peter!
Hey, Lee!
Peter, do you know how to get to Carnegie Hall Kids?
I sure do. Practice, practice, practice.
No. That's the old joke about Carnegie Hall. I'm wondering if you know how to get to Carnegie Hall Kids.
Kids can practice too, Lee. Jeez.
I know kids can practice. I'm just wondering how to find Carnegie Hall Kids.
It's on 7th Ave between 56th and 57th Street.
No, Peter, not the physical Carnegie Hall. I'm talking about the website Carnegie Hall Kids, where kids can check out fun musical games and quizzes.
I'm not sure I follow.
Well, there's one quiz called Animal or Instrument.
Ooh, good question. I think you either sound like a crow or a trumpet.
No, not me. Animal or Instrument is a quiz that asks kids to listen to sounds and then guess how they're made.
Sounds okay. I'd rather learn about different musical traditions from different cultures, though.
You can do that at Carnegie Hall Kids, too. I just need to know how to get there.
You're going to want to take the NQ or R train to 57th Street. You can't miss it.
It's a website.
I can make an elephant sound.
Very good, Peter.
Thank you.
Start your child's musical journey today at kids.carnegiehall.org.
Hey, you figured it out.
That's kids.carnegiehall.org. Hey, grown-ups! Today's episode is sponsored by DoorDash, where you can get $0 delivery fees on eligible orders with Dash Pass, and new members get a 30-day free trial. Hey, Peter!
Hey, Lee!
What you doing?
Just waiting for a delivery.
Oh, that's cool. What are you getting?
It's here! Thank you! Delicious sushi!
Aren't you going to eat it now?
Oh, no. I'm waiting for a delivery.
I thought that was your delivery.
Another delivery. It's here! Thank you!
What's that delivery?
Groceries.
Oh, want help putting them away?
Thanks, but not yet. I'm waiting for a delivery.
Another delivery?
It's here! Thank you!
Peter, why are you getting...
It's here! Thank you!
This seems like a lot
it's
of...
It's here! Thank you!
Peter, why do you keep getting so many deliveries?
It's too easy! I can't stop!
Well, what's that delivery you just got?
Oh, more sushi?
Wow, I guess getting that many deliveries makes you hungry.
You have no idea.
Open the door to $0 delivery fees and savings you can't get anywhere else. Sign up for Dash Pass today only on DoorDash and get your first 30 days free if you're a new member. Subject to change, terms apply. Hey, grown-ups! Today's episode is brought to you by Paramount Pictures' new big-screen family comedy adventure, IF. Set within the magical world of imaginary friends, IF's fantastically fun, original story entertains audiences of all ages and delivers a comedy packed with lots of laughs and heart. IF is in theaters May 17th. Personally, I'm looking forward to seeing IF because of all the weird, wild, and funny characters. I saw the trailer, and there's this weird banana-looking character that you can only see in the trailer for like a second, but I'm obsessed. What's that guy's deal? I cannot wait to find out. Plus, if you know me, you know I like a stacked cast, and this one has got it all. Ryan Reynolds, John Krasinski, Kaylee Fleming, Fiona Shaw, Phoebe Waller-Bridge, Louis Gossett Jr., and Steve Carell. A-list much? Not to mention that IF also has my personal favorite actor of all time. That's right, Jon Stewart. I am excited to see this movie, not least of all, because I'd like to see and or hear Jon Stewart on the big screen. From visionary director John Krasinski, IF is about a girl who discovers that she can see everyone's imaginary friends. It's the perfect movie to see with the whole family and takes audiences on a magical big screen adventure filled with heart and hilarious laughs that are meant to be shared. Best of all, IF celebrates the power of a child's imagination, which, you know, sounds pretty good to me. See IF in theaters May 17th. All right! Well, Creator Club, you really did it this time. Your ideas are so good and so weird. And remember, we are going to make another brand new story together on April 18th, so grown-ups, check out the show notes for today's episode to find out how you and your kids can join us. We'll be back with another new episode later this week. Until then, stay creative and stay kind.
Bye!
The Story Pirates Podcast is a production of Story Pirates Studios, executive produced by Lee Overtree and Benjamin Salka. This episode was produced by Sam Bear, Peter McNerney, and Lee Overtree. Recording, sound design, and mixing by Sam Bear at the Relic Room in New York City. Our theme song was written by Bobby Lord and produced by Sam Bear, Bobby Lord, Jack Mitchell, and Brendan O'Grady. Musical scoring by Jack Mitchell and Eric Gerson. Pudding's Destiny was adapted by Peter McNerney. This episode features performances by Andrew Barbado, Ben Blackman, Lindsay Ford, and Peter McNerney.